2 months.
Yeah, and for
now,
new
3 months.
listeners, Nafu is Hussein and Sakina's daughter.
Daughter, yeah. I like that you said Hussein and Sakina, not just Hussein's daughter, because I have so many wives.
That's not what I was getting at.
Hello, namaste, welcome to Far From Fact. Join us,
Keshav Naidu,
and me, Hussein Merchant,
as we solve pertinent world issues in an attempt to make the world a better place.
Make the world a better place?
Okay, we'll leave it the way we found it.
So, Keshav, firstly, we would love to dedicate this episode to Prakhar Awasthi.
Yes, thank you, Prakhar Awasthi.
Yeah, he has shared a very generous contribution.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you, Prakhar. Thank you. I hope you enjoy this episode. Okay, welcome back, Keshav. Welcome back, listeners.
Hey, Hussein. Welcome back, and welcome back, all our listeners.
Last week was Gudi Padwa. No, what was last week? Many, many festivals.
Many festivals. Many festivals. It was so many things happened in the last.
Ambedkar Jayanti
was
wasn't that yesterday? Yeah.
Yeah. So I think after Holi, the Indian festive calendar kind of tapers out, no? Between Holi and Ganpati, which is in September, there is a lull.
Lull, yeah.
And
yeah,
that's
yeah.
where IPL gets thrown in.
Beautiful. But it's also summer vacation angle, no? Because
there is,
kids are at home.
Yeah. Yes, that is the bigger angle. But in the Indian calendar never goes to rest.
Yeah, so cool. On that note, Keshav, this is a... It's a rather niche topic, I would say.
It is niche, however, it will be helpful information for everybody.
Yes, that is assuming people want to become parents.
It may also discourage people.
Yeah. So
that's also good. It will be, like, theek hai, I was on the right track or something.
Right track. Jobi. Beautiful. So, from that's what you mean. It will help everyone.
Or if somebody was thinking about having babies, this may alert them to plan better.
Yeah. Or if someone is planning on opening a school, this will help you realize how much money can be made.
Yeah. Or if somebody was choosing a career, then this is a great career option.
Yeah. Beautiful. So, it does help anyone and everyone.
Anyone. Sabka bhala.
Sabka bhala. Yeah, so headline reads. Headline reads, and Keshav, thank you. Great find.
Arre, thank
it, it reads, more than my entire education, man shares play schools, rupees 4.3 lakh fees. And it's a tweet, right? There's not much to this story.
Yeah.
It's just a simple tweet. Now, a resident of Delhi recently took to social media platform X to express his concern about the excessively high fees charged by his son's play school. He stated that the yearly cost of his son's play school is greater than the total amount he paid for his own education. Akash Kumar, a chartered accountant by profession and actively engaged in full-time trading, posted a screenshot of the play school's fee structure along with a caption that reads, "My son's play school fee is more than my entire education expense. I hope wo acche se khelna seekh le yaha."
Right.
Which
which is super
which,
funny.
Yeah.
Because
which
the
translates
bill is
to,
so big.
Yeah. And that translates to, "I hope he learns to play properly here."
Yeah.
Yeah. Now for the academic year. So there's the breakdown of that fees is explained, which I will narrate. For the academic year 24-25, the fee structure for the educational institution includes a one-time non-refundable registration fee of 10,000 and an annual recurring fee of rupees 25,000.
Very nominal so far.
Yeah. Additionally, there are four terms spanning from April 24 to March 25, each requiring a fee payment of rupees 98,750.
Whoa.
Summing up all these components, total fee for the academic year amounts to rupees 4,30,000.
That escalated very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. So it seems like a quarterly, fee of 1 lakh
approximately,
which is the kilo.
Yeah.
Now, how different is education? Does the fee guarantee any good education or upbringing? If not, "Are you just paying for facilities?" commented one user.
Right.
"Many multinational companies are paying less than this as annual salary to freshmen," wrote another user. Yeah, and they say, "I want AI to disrupt this industry."
Wow, very nice.
Now, there's some more users. So, recently, I discussed this trend with a friend who owns a high-end school with luxurious amenities. I asked if he really thinks fancy buildings or facilities are needed for children's education. He explained that it wasn't really a matter of our preference, but rather that of the parents.
Right.
Parents often ask why their school lacks amenities offered elsewhere. This pressure creates a constant need to upgrade and stay competitive. However, he emphasized that for the best education, what truly matters is having the best teachers, not lavish infrastructure.
Nice.
Yeah. And these are beautiful sides to this story.
So many sides to it.
Hmm. So, yeah, that's it. That's the brief article. It was a brief tweet. We can jump in now.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know where to begin, but I would like to also, I mean, you are a parent.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at it, also, did the article mention the man's profession? It mentioned it, right?
He's a CA and a trader.
He's a CA and a trader. So,
yeah.
Just to address this point, that it's not like his, you know, when he says it, this 4,30,000 is more than my entire education, it's not like he's some 10th pass. He's got a legit proper education and he's a profession.
But at the same time, Keshav, what I would like to highlight is I think CA is one of the
least expensive things to become.
And highest ROI, if I would
Because the monetary expense is not high, it is your mental investment.
Yeah. And you can, as a CA qualified, I think you can easily expect about 7.5 to 8 lakhs per annum.
Per annum, straight up. So if you're a CA, then you can afford this tuition.
In most cases, I would say yes. Yeah. Depending on other expenses in your life, parents, you need to support all of that.
Yeah.
And again, assuming you are in a tier one city.
Correct. Yeah. And I'm guessing these tuition fee rate cards are also from tier one cities.
Tier one. Yes. Yes. Yeah. So good. We've laid the land of the person, the parent.
The parent.
Who we are referring to over here. Yeah.
There is, however, they mentioned facilities and amenities.
Yeah.
I also feel like there is, and I hope I'm not jumping into this too quickly, too deep, but there is also a factor of, what do you call it? Gentry was a word I used to use here in the 80s and the 90s.
Okay.
What that means is...
I'm familiar with gentrification. Is it
the
same?
I think it comes from there. Perhaps.
Okay.
But the Indian application for gentry, I think, meant in the 80s and 90s, it meant like what kind of crowd goes to a certain place? What kind of crowd lives here? Again, crowd is a euphemism for saying...
status and
who goes here. It's a very status-identifying measure.
Hmm.
So, do you think that plays a big part in these determining these fees, no?
Yes, to an extent, yes, because what that person says in that tweet that we read out is it's rather the preference of the parents.
Yeah.
And often the school has to just play catch up to make sure that they are still in the consideration set when a parent is going and looking for schools for their kid.
Right.
So you're right, you know, it is, but that's not the only thing. It's like a push and pull both.
Yeah, because I don't think it's fair to just point fingers at the parents and say that the parents are creating the demand. There is a supply also.
Yeah.
And the supply, while the facilities might be the reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
Justification, whatever. Why do we charge so much? There perhaps is also an angle of exclusivity, no?
Yeah. Yes.
So that you feel like your children are playing in the safety of kids who, I don't know, how do we say this in a polite way? Other kids, like for example, then you know that, okay, they're not,
Keshav, they're not poor anything. Kids. Before anything, I want to pause here and ask you why we are suddenly worried about politeness. We are known for our impoliteness. So,
I don't want this. So it's like when you don't want the kids. Yeah, so poor kids. That is the best way to put it. No.
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you. Okay, I've been in this place. I've been in this position
of thinking about stuff.
Yeah, and I still am, because now, you know, we are at a very crucial stage where we have to start thinking about which school Nafu wants to attend, right, or which school we should consider putting her in.
Right. And now she is in play school, right? How old is she?
Yeah, she just turned 2, so she's 2 years and 2 months.
Yeah, and for
now,
new listeners, Nafu is Hussain and Sakina's daughter,
yeah. I like that you said Hussain and Sakina. Not just Hussein's daughter, because I have so many wives.
That's not what I was getting at.
I know, man. I'm just pulling your leg.
But I'd like to. It's nice to know that you have designs.
So anyway, yeah, I'll tell you what the thinking becomes.
Right.
And this, we also. The first time we had to make this decision is play school. Which play school do we want her to attend?
Right.
And she started attending play school at 18 months, which is, many people tell us, is very early.
Okay.
And we've got kind of a lot of shit also for that.
Oh, yeah?
You know that, yeah, the why the kid doesn't need to attend until they are 3 years. What was the need to put the child so early? This, that, yeah?
Right.
That's a whole different discussion.
Yeah, that is a, what do you call, opinion-based debate.
Yeah.
It's almost like an oppressive judgment that comes from other parents. And you feel like you have to sometimes justify, sometimes you can ask them to take a hike.
Yes, yes. Yeah, so what happens is then you want, what you're looking for. And again, I would like to believe that I have not fallen into the trap of, I want my kid to be exclusive and I want my kid to be in this place and all of that. So what became our consideration factor is it should be close enough,
right,
because it's a daily thing that needs to happen. And is the school kind of confident in what they are doing? And are they up to date when it comes to curriculum and thinking and methodology?
Hmm. There's a lot of psychology at play here, no?
Yeah, yeah. And when you want a school that is up to date with their approach, their teaching approach, another big factor is student-teacher ratio.
Hmm.
You don't want like 50 kids to one teacher.
Fair, fair, fair. That is what really sends the fees up.
Yeah. So most of these schools, you know, which charge 4 lakh, I'm guessing, there's like maybe a
10 kids or
under 10 per teacher.
Yeah. So this article is actually incomplete, I feel.
Yeah.
Mm. That number would have really thrown light on the matter, no?
Yeah, yeah. So that is often the biggest deciding factor. Because the more people, the more adults you have per kid, or the less kids you have per adult, I feel that is the way to look at it.
It's kind of like, you know, like square footage almost, straight up, right? You get a bigger house, you pay more, simple.
I would look at it as also, you know, let's say a tourist destination.
Less dense, more expensive.
More expensive, yeah.
Superb, superb.
Yeah, so one thing I would highlight here, Keshav, is that there are options today which are not 4.5, 3 lakhs also.
True.
And I think 99% of the country uses those options.
Yeah.
What ends up happening there is kid will turn out fine in most cases.
Yeah.
It's just that So the question then is, are these schools that are charging this much, are they really causing a meaningful difference in the outcome of the child's... So if you take a kid that is, let's say, you know, 3.5 to 4 years old.
Yeah.
One kid that has probably not gone to a play school only.
Yeah.
And one kid that has gone to this kind of a play school. Will you really see a noticeable difference in the two? My guess is yes, you will see a difference.
I think it's a combination. I think one is, I think there's social skills to be, that you can speak of here, one.
Yeah.
Two, this is going to sound extremely horrible, but it's a hygiene thing.
Yeah.
You know you're not going to... Like, head lice is not going to be a concern.
For the kid who doesn't go to the school, or who goes to the school.
Who doesn't go to the play school that is the rest of the country.
Mass.
Okay. You know, because if you, like the rest, that would be a worry. Because like they say, right, kids are the doorknobs of society.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm experiencing that right now.
Please share some stories. Anything that you feel...
It's just that when your kid goes to a play school, and it doesn't matter if your kid goes to a play school with 100 kids or with 20 kids, I feel like as parents of that kid, you are going to fall sick a lot more often. And I have been at the receiving end of this, man. I don't know if you've noticed, maybe listeners have noticed how often I have been unwell with a cough or a sore throat or... I'm sounding
stuffy. Have definitely noticed, which is where I think we've had this discussion about how kids usher in the colds.
Yeah.
Like, and I think in that sense, the I think new parents become like the herd immunity kind of thing, where as they grow, the family unit then becomes more resilient.
So I would, Keshav, you know, a great problem that I see, like, if there is a school that assures me that the kid is not going to bring diseases back home,
then you'll pay.
I would pay 6 lakhs per annum, man.
Brilliant. Okay, that's a great tool.
Yeah.
I think this is a good problem to solve, or a great carrot, or a great thing to offer. And it should be like a reward system, in the sense that, okay, fine, we will pay this fee for our child.
Yeah, but if
there is a cold, for every cold, we'll deduct cold, one term.
One lakh. One, beautiful, yeah.
1/4 ka paisa khata.
Yeah.
By the end of the school year, no, you would have made like 10 lakhs. This kid... Imagine a 2-year-old child... 10 lakh LPA. What are you talking about?
So, Keshav, you know what? Sounding horrible, like a horrible parent, okay? But day shift, I would sign the kid up for this premium school.
Afternoon.
Night shift, I would send the kid to the Sarvajanik.
And afternoon, no nap. Afternoon, find like one something else school, maybe.
So the kid is just a medium of cough and cold. From,
many benefits. One, the kid is going to pay for their education in the future themselves. Not only that, for your retirement also.
Yeah,
very early.
Yeah.
Two, and the best part. This is the most beautiful part. They'll come home and fall asleep.
Yeah.
As a parent, you know how hard it is to put kids to sleep.
Wow, Keshav. I think we have finally found a reason for parents to have more kids. For people to become parents.
For people to become parents. This is a great system. Yeah.
So, Keshav, how do we wrap up? How do we conclude? As potential parents, or where do you go with this thought?
What can we tell new parents? No, is that what it is?
Yeah, so there's no doubt that it is expensive, okay?
Yeah.
But I would again encourage, if you are considering a child, okay? There's a beautiful quote that I always remind myself of. That the way a child spells love is T-I-M-E.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so
awesome. The beautiful.
Child does not need anything. The child only needs your time.
Yeah.
And I've seen that, you know, with my own child. Yeah. Like, and I'm so thankful. And you're fortunate that,
because you work from home.
Absolutely.
Both of you are at home in that sense, and you get plenty of time with.
And also our circumstances allow us to be this way.
Yeah.
And I know that many parents don't have the option. So, but that's what I'm saying, that, you know, all of these things are not important. If you feel like you are on the fence when it comes to having a kid, and the expense of having a child is what is stopping you, that's not a valid
measure. Measure your time.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Don't look at your bank account. Look at your calendar.
Yes.
Man, I know we usually end on a laugh or a high, but I think this time we should leave with wisdom.
Yeah. And there is nothing. The love, you know, if you feel like you love your partner, if you feel like you love your dog, or you love your bank balance, you have no idea. You have no idea what the love of a child is.
Oh, man. I want one so badly. Like, right now. But, you know, the journey from a dating app to a maternity home is so treacherous.
So is that another business idea, Keshav, to shorten that cycle? Gap.
You meet at a bar, or you meet wherever on your first date. I think the second date should be at the Montessori.
Straight. I have another brilliant idea, Keshav. A dating app. Okay, where the women are just due, like 9 month prego.
So you're just holding their hand and they're pushing.
Yeah, that is the match.
I have a few questions.
I don't know if I'll be able to answer them, but let's see.
Okay. May I? So, is it a situation where you are kind of, are you related? Are you?
No.
You're not. It's just their own.
Just the need is, on the women's side, the need is for a father.
For a father.
And on the man's side, it is a need to become a parent.
And then in a very progressive society, this will be perfectly cool because finally the person who raises is the father.
Absolutely. Absolutely right.
So it does not matter.
Yeah. Who the kid calls dada or daddy or whatever, that is the kid's father.
That is it. Heavy episode this is, no?
Very heavy, yeah. But it is. Such is the burden of being a parent.
I heard this somewhere. Apparently, I don't know if it's at the root or etymology, like that. Apparently, the word parent itself means to sacrifice.
Oh,
like the sacrifice built into the concept.
Beautiful. I would not disagree. And in fact, the Prophet Muhammad, I have not verified this, but I've seen this in many places. His teaching is that love your parents because of the sacrifices they have made for you when you were a child.
Yeah.
And that is beautiful, you know. If I am now thinking about the sacrifices I'm making for my child, and I think about the sacrifices my parents would have had to make for me.
Yeah.
it opens up a different love and gratitude for your parents.
Yeah, because you can, there's no such thing as being a perfect parent.
Yeah.
It's WIP constantly.
Mm. Yeah. And there's another beautiful quote, okay? We've gone into full parenting mode, but it's a nice, it makes us feel good.
It's
nice.
A fuzzy episode.
Yeah. So, the thing I read was, if you're tired as a parent, it means you're doing something right. Because it is supposed to tire you out, the process.
Beautiful, beautiful. And not tired because you're hungover from three nights of partying.
Yeah.
Just clarification for our young new parents. Man, that festival was nuts. Where's the pram?
So, you know, Keshav, what I'm imagining is that suddenly, you know, in like 10 years from now, some statisticians are looking at India's birth rate.
Hmm.
And suddenly they see that January 2025 or February 2025,
there was
a huge spike. Then they're trying to analyze, man, what happened back then, you know? And then they realize that Far From Fact released an episode
which changed and everything. It is a Far From Fact effect.
Thank you for listening, everyone. We hope you enjoyed.
Thank you for listening, everyone. And please do tell your friends. Please do tell your people in your community about our show.
Yes.
That's the best way for us to grow.
Yeah, and also you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
Yes.
You can also contribute.
Yes.
PayPal and UPI links are in the show notes.
And please don't forget to rate us on iTunes and follow
Spotify.
Us on Spotify.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye.